Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel before floor, an hour before every game. We're also doing an expanded show now. We're going to have the Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Show right after we do before floor. And we're going to have the Bet US betting show, Five Reasons to Bet show. So you got to catch the pregame again. That starts an hour before every Heat game, and postgame, Post Up 5R with Royal Shepherd and the rest of the crew as soon as the game ends. In fact, there was a clutch corner takeover tonight, so make sure that you catch that. Also, fivereasonsports.com. That's where the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk are up right after the game, as well as the latest columns from Mateo, Marco, and the rest of the crew, and the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You need to make sure that you check all of those out. We always mention Prize Picks. Again, they sponsor our pregame daily fantasy show. That's where you want to go. Use the code 5 to play daily fantasy. You will get your initial deposit matched. They will match your bonus. They will match it as a bonus entirely. So deposit $100. They'll give you $100 and then play 20. Play around with it. You can play the flex play, the power play. You can play all the different sports, not just the NBA. You can pair players from different teams, go 2, 3, or 4, or 5 players together. PrizePicks.com. Use the code 5 to get that bonus. And now tonight's episode.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. I got Alex Toledo sitting next to me at FTX Arena. We're actually in the soon-to-be-broken-down media dining room, and so there'll be a little bit of noise here in the background. We got Greg Sylvander at home. That's the floor plan tonight. We're going to talk about the Heat's 113-98 win over the New Orleans Pelicans to go to 10-5 in the season, with the Wizards now coming in on the next night. Wizards coming in off a loss against Charlotte. So that'll be an interesting game here. They're on the second night of a back-to-back. The story tonight, and we're going to start with him, Jimmy Butler coming back from missing basically 3 3/4 games, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 of 18 from the floor, 10 of 12 from the line, identifying and punishing mismatches. And really the biggest thing, and we'll start here with you, Greg, the biggest thing that Jimmy did tonight was settle their asses down. Like that first quarter, and Eric Spoelstra spoke to this, that first quarter, they weren't defending at all. And Jimmy even said it. We thought basically this was going to be handed to us. And that was affecting their offense. We have seen it go the other direction with Heat teams, where sort of offensive shooting struggles affect the defense. Tonight, I thought the defense affected the offense. Jimmy then settled them down, dribbling slowly off up the court without Kyle Lowry, without Bam Adebayo, getting in the post, punishing smaller defenders.
Yeah, I thought that it was interesting to watch Jimmy navigate that situation because they got down. And to your point, like they're – a team can get rattled on their home floor when shots aren't dropping and there's, you know, weird turnovers and stuff like that. And for Jimmy to get them settled, I think they finished with only 10 turnovers in the game. I think Jimmy Butler is in a place. I said this on a recent pod and I want to reiterate it. Like, this is a dude at the height of his powers. I really think that right now is his best opportunity to go and get one. And we're seeing it night in and night out, the way he impacts the game, controls the pace. Just, he picks his spots in just great ways. Triple double tonight. Those are becoming customary for him now. And you know, he's making everybody better. So I feel like there were a lot of other things that went right towards the back half of this game, but Jimmy Butler was definitely the thing that spearheaded them into getting back and grounded in reality. And I think they got it down to 5, and then you kind of knew that they were going to, you know, claw ahead.
The thing about it, I wish I could do a statistical study on this, because this is one of those eye test things. It feels to me like every time Jimmy misses time, every single time that he's out for a period of time with injuries, it's almost like he takes one extra game off and then comes back completely refreshed. The legs were live tonight. I mean, even the alley-oop, well, the one that didn't connect with Hero because Hero made the three, which Tyler didn't think was that, but another alley-oop that he finished, he was above the rim tonight, as well as being below the rim. Like, I almost feel, Alex, like he needs some breaks during the season as they go forward so that you can get the best of him when he comes back.
Yeah, I don't disagree, since so much of what he does and what he's good at on the floor, what makes him special has to do with, I think, his frame and his build and the way he takes advantage of it on both ends of the floor. It's definitely optimal that he's in good shape and just feeling good and spry in general. And I agree with you. Like, I thought tonight that dunk that he did connect on that alley-oop kind of surprised me. It looked a little bit like younger Jimmy, the way he got up there with so much force. I definitely was not expecting that. It's not something you see a lot. Even when he has caught lobs on those rare occasions, I feel like he got up there noticeably more tonight. It's definitely that effect of, oh, I haven't played in a while, my legs are fresh. I think that's 100% what happened. And like you said, he's just got into that level of mastery on offense when it comes to, you know, identifying those switches, those matchups, and just getting the guard screen and a guard to switch onto him. It's just, I think, probably the Heat's best form of offense, and it's probably going to be their most reliable thing. Even though they have so much they can do now, and even though Tyler is a walking bucket, I think Jimmy on a mismatch, Jimmy with a matchup that he likes, is probably their most effective way to generate offense.
You know, it's funny you say that too, because Jimmy said, you know, he did it tonight, but he says it's easier for him to do it when Kyle is playing, right? Yep. So he did it tonight in spite of the fact that Kyle wasn't playing. And he didn't, like, dominate the ball as a point guard in the sense of staying on it, okay? He was getting off of the ball quickly tonight, and he was, let's be honest, he was running point. I mean, Tyler was in the starting lineup again. For those worried, by the way, since I finally did look it up, as long as Tyler Hero plays as many games as a reserve as he does as a starter, he's still eligible for sixth man of the year. So don't stress about him playing in these games. And we're not going to talk a lot about Tyler tonight because we devoted an entire episode to him. But he did start 0-6.
Your bet is safe, Ethan. Your bet is safe.
Yeah, right. He started 0-6, and he went, I think, 7 of his last 13. So he finished stronger as the game went on. To close on Jimmy, and then we'll get into the guy I really want to talk about tonight after the break. I think the thing is this, and you talked about him being at the height of his powers. We saw this with Bron, and I'm not saying that Jimmy's not, he doesn't have the physical tools overall that LeBron has. Okay. Everything that LeBron did at his peak at a 10, Jimmy can do it like an 8.5. Okay. I mean, because LeBron is, I mean, Jimmy's a superstar.
That was the best basketball player that ever existed on planet Earth. So like, that's the bar.
Correct. That's the bar. So with saying that though, I do agree with you that we have probably hit max Jimmy here. Like, in terms of, you know, when we talked about this yesterday, like that point where for Dwayne, for LeBron, where the mental and the physical kind of pass each other, I feel like that's where we're at with Jimmy right now. Like, before his body begins to decline, he has reached a mental level that is going to allow him to basically play the best he's ever played. And I think that's where he's at. Also, I think he's in the best shape he's ever been in. And Spoelstra has talked about that too. But there's somebody else I want to talk about. We're going to talk about that after the break. Before we do, we've got one code for two different products here. Okay, so I'm going to introduce them separately. The first one, of course, is Therapist Preferred 5RSN. That's where you go if you want CBD. This was engineered in 2019 by a physical therapist. This will help you not only with recovery, but also with sleep. They've got the sports cream. They've got the gummies, a couple different flavors of that. The tincture, you can get it all ordered and quickly to you within about a week. And again, if you use the code 5RSN, you get 25% off. That's the best offer that they give to anybody. They do it for five reasons. So go to therapistpreferred.com, use the code 5RSN. And while you're on the internet, you need any grooming products? Same code, 5RSN, manscaped.com. Get the razors, get the cologne, see what else they've got there on the site. They give you 20% off with that code and free shipping. So therapistpreferred.com for your CBD, 5RSN, and for your grooming products, manscaped.com. Again, 20% off with them. So make sure you use those codes at both of those places. All right, I want to get to the old man tonight. And it's crazy for me to say that when I'm 7 years older than him, but I was at his first summer league game in Orlando with the Heat, 19 years ago. And if you've been listening to Five on the Floor, which we encourage you to do, we've been telling you, Udonis Haslem was going to play this year. Okay. I had conversations with people inside the organization who they don't criticize Eric Spoelstra about a lot, but they really didn't understand why they didn't, why Spoelstra didn't use UD at all last year. I think there were circumstances they could have. They saved him for that moment against Dwight Howard, but I think he could have helped. Now, I asked Eric tonight why he used him more this year, and he said basically because it's more of a veteran team. They kind of speak his language and all of that. And then I asked UD, and UD said that he had the conversation with Riley in the offseason, and he said, we're going to use you more this year. Be ready to play. And UD, because his father passed and everything else that he was dealing with, he said, this is the first year I wasn't ready. Will he look ready tonight? Because there was a conscious decision made tonight that I think speaks to what this team is and where it's going. On a young team, you might give KZ Akpala more time. On this team, you go to Udonis Haslem. They're in a different place now, okay? And look, I don't want to pick on KZ because he played pretty well the other night, but everybody on the team who played of any amount of minutes, because Yurt played 3 minutes and Marcus Garrett played 1 minute, anybody else was a plus tonight, okay? Butler plus nine, Tucker plus 15, Dedmon plus nine, Duncan plus six, even though he didn't shoot well, Tyler plus 19, Gabe Vincent plus six, Caleb Martin plus seven, Max Strus plus 10, okay? KZ Akpala in 12 minutes was a minus 16. The reality is, if you don't go away from him in the second half and go to Udonis Haslem, this game maybe goes the other direction. UD, 7 minutes, makes his only shot, a layup, 3 rebounds, an assist, draws a charge, has a block, and is a plus 12 in 7 minutes. I had people on Twitter saying, if you got that from an emerging 24-year-old, you would be like, that's a great stat line. They got that from a 41-year-old, and as UD said, he doesn't want them to just cheer him when he comes in the game, like it's a pity thing, like it's charity. Yeah. He wants them to cheer him because of what he's doing. And tonight, Greg, and then I'll go to Alex, he helped them win. And my thing is, like, this should not be a novelty at this point. I'm not saying he's part of the regular rotation, but we talked about it before the season. If you're going to put him on the roster, okay, and he can do this, why not give him 5-6 minutes on occasion just to change the flow of a game? And he does speak their language. He loves PJ Tucker. He loves playing with these guys. This is a 2006 type team, which was UD's favorite team. Okay. With all the crazy people on it. Like, I don't understand why we don't see this more. I mean, shouldn't we?
I think we will. I think that this is that they're going to learn more and more that there's going to be, you know, just by virtue of the way that this veteran team is made up, some of these guys are going to have nights off. Like, I mean, I didn't expect Markieff Morris to be out this long, honestly. Like, that's a weird situation in itself we haven't talked about. But, like, there's going to be other stretches where other guys miss games. And I think Udonis is a guy, like, yeah, I think he wants that opportunity to prove that he still belongs. And so, you know he's coming back next season, too. So you might as well continue to integrate him as much as possible. So I'm not saying he gets a regular role, to your point, but he definitely can contribute. And I thought something else that was really, you could see it on the court, is that Jimmy was really comfortable playing with Udonis. And they alluded to their one-on-one games, you know, in practice that nobody sees, and that has created synergy between the two of them. But I could tell on the court that just, you know, that Jimmy trusts Udonis, even though they don't play much, you know, in the last 3 years.
UD thing, honestly, it's such a delight every time he comes onto the floor. Every Heat fan loves it. And he talked about it after the game, right? It's like, you know, they're always going to cheer for me. I think he said, oh, we come in. I mean, I come in, we're down 50. The crowd is still going to cheer for me. So I think for him, it's like very personal that he goes out there and contributes in whatever playing time he gets. That's how he made it sound tonight. And that's exactly what he did. And like Ethan said, if you had a young player, and let's just call him Omer Yurtseven, right? For no particular reason. If Omer Yurtseven, somebody by that name, came in and did the same type of production that UD came in, we'd be like, yeah, that's good minutes from Omer. And we're talking about somebody who is 41 years old, who's been in the league, I don't know, a million years at this point. I think it's his 19th season. To come in and actually be competent, understanding that the Pelicans are not good, understanding Jackson Hayes is not some great NBA player, like, it's still, it's hard not to take it for granted, man. Like, he comes in and is like, okay, somebody, you got some young players who aren't performing well. This guy's going to come in and teach him a lesson. He's out there, like, performing the drop defense to perfect execution, just doing everything exactly how he needs to, drawing charges, getting an easy layup as a roll man, playing defense. Like, every time UD goes in the game, I think that's Spo's favorite part of any game, and it's also my favorite part of the game.
Yeah, and like, the other thing about Udonis, I think he really hates the fact that there was ever even a sentiment that he was like, that you're cheering for him in a pity kind of way, or that like it's some kind of farewell tour. So I hope that he continues to get minutes and that they continue to give him opportunities. It's probably not going to be in the playoffs, but it's a long ass regular season, and Yurtsevin and KZ, they don't look ready. There were some other guys that I know we're going to talk about after the break that did look a lot more ready, but Udonis, for now, of all the bigs at the end of the bench, he's the guy I would put forth first.
Could you imagine if they win a title this year and what that would mean to him to win one? I mean, you would be talking about 2006, then 6 and 7 years later, and then 8 years after that, and him to be here with all of those different teams and to have played a role. Again, I'm not saying he's going to play a role in the postseason necessarily, but to have played a role. I think what matters too is what he said. Like, when he's essentially half a coach at this point. Okay. He's half a coach who doesn't want to be a coach because he wants to be directly, he wants to think of himself as a player, which he is. And he wants to be in with the players because he feels like there's more of a bond and there's not that sort of dividing line, right? Like there is with a coach. Okay. And I get that, but what he said is true. And I was actually going to make this point in the pod before he even made the comment himself. It's hard. He has to be about it. He can't tell them, like, he can't just say what I did in 2006. Okay. I mean, he has some older players on this team who know, but he's also got a guy in Tyler Hero who is literally half his age. I mean, literally like 21 versus 41, he's half his age. And so to be able to go on the floor and contribute, he was guarding Jackson Hayes. I mean, Jackson Hayes is 22. Udonis was a sophomore at UF at the time. Like, it does matter to be able to show that you can still do it. Like, I can't have Alex and Brady here and asking questions if I'm incapable of asking a question at my age, right? Like, I have to actually be able to do it on occasion. So I just think that I think it matters. I do think it matters. The other thing was, I did ask Jimmy afterwards if they would be playing until they were 41 years old. Tyler, I think Tyler would. He's a gym rat. Jimmy, and he said no, but he'll look at it differently, I think, when he's older. Jimmy, though, Jimmy wants no part of it. He laughed, smiled. I think Jimmy's going to roll out this contract, this extension, and then Jimmy's going to go play tennis and go to the south of France. Like, I think that's probably it. All right. When we come back, some other guys we want to touch on quickly, because there were some other contributors tonight. Before we do, I want to tell you about another sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is where you do your betting. Okay. We're going to go back to the same code as Prize Picks. I know we confuse you with the codes, but the code is 5. Go to betus.com. I could tell you that somebody that I was on press row with tonight was very concerned about like a 5-team play here. We're rooting for Sacramento to come back and beat Minnesota. I'm not going to say who that was. BetUS.com. Use the code 5 and you're going to get 125% rollover when you sign up, which you're probably going to need if you're betting like my friend is here. BetUS.com. Use the code 5. Great bet live betting platform. Can bet on anything. You get your money quickly. That's where we're encouraging you to go, and we're using it ourselves. Okay. Tonight, for instance, the Heat went down to a 6.5-point favorite. I told you to play it. Okay. 6.5-point favorite. And then when they were down, 13, it was down to live betting. They were down to like -1, -0.5 points. Okay. That was gimme money. They weren't going to lose tonight. Go to betus.com, use the code FIVE, get yourself that bonus, that 125%. All right, let's get to these guys quickly. We mentioned the guys who did not look ready tonight. I mean, O'Meara played 3 minutes. It's hard to really gauge it. Marcus Garrett got in at the end. And again, I think we're kind of KZ Akpala'd out at this point. But they got from PJ Tucker tonight, okay, plus 15, 13 points, 6 of 7 from the floor. He by the way, was 5.5 points on Prize Picks tonight. That was another gimme. But beyond him, because you kind of know what you're getting from PJ at this stage, off the bench tonight, Gabe Vincent in 27 minutes gave you 13 points. I thought he played pretty efficiently. Still has the thing with Gabe, Alex and I were talking about this, is like he'll do 8 things right on a play and just won't finish the shot. Like I see what they see. It just hasn't all come together. But tonight he was pretty good. 3 of 6 from 3, which helps. Caleb Martin, 5 of 9 from the floor. had 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. He was really good around the rim tonight. He was able to finish
a contract.
Yeah, he's a two-way contract. He's been great. And then I really like Max Strus's game. I like everything about it. 4 of 6 from 3, 3 rebounds, 10 plus 10, 15 points in 21 minutes. He looks fully healed after the knee injury. But I'll go to Alex on this first. But the thing with Max is he's in the right place. He's physical. Like, I mean, they have a player there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think Strus at this point has just kind of proven himself to be a valuable back end rotation player, which is kind of crazy when you talk about, and then when you throw in guys like Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent, who they've kind of gotten to be those guys as well so far, but more as plug and play guys rather than consistent rotation guys, getting those guys pretty much out of nothing, right? Because you got Vincent and Max Strus undrafted, you picked up Caleb Martin, who had already spent time in an NBA rotation as a two-way deal, and now these guys are getting plug-and-play minutes for you when guys miss games and they don't miss a beat, right? Gabe Vincent, even though, you know, I'm not his biggest fan, I don't think he's been consistent enough when given those minutes between last season and this season. I've seen some improvements, man. Like, I just think he looks a little bit more solid all around. And like you said, it's just the play finishing, right? I think when he's hitting some of those shots, he looks really good because it's like, okay, he can be a nice role player, a nice 11th man, whatever you want to call him. And the same thing for Caleb Martin. But the thing with Caleb is I feel a little bit better about him than Gabe because he gives you a little bit more size and can actually get to the rim and finish. Even though he's not necessarily a shot creator, if he has a lane, he can get there and do something with it, like he did tonight with that, I think, that and one that he had. So all of these guys are giving you different things. Obviously, we know what Strus can do as somebody who can come off the catch as a shooter or can attack the rim off the catch as well, has good size, not the worst defender on the team. Like, they've just got a little bit of everything from the back end of their bench. And I know Spo feels confident being able to plug and play a lot of these guys.
I mean, listen, we've talked about the depth being something that we were concerned about, right? And it continues to be a concern. I think it's an ongoing thing that we have to continue to monitor game over game. But tonight, when you talk about Strus, Gabe Vincent, and Martin, they combined for 40 points off the bench. Like, and then you throw in Udonis's bucket, and that's 42 points off the bench that you're getting from guys. And I think that this is like, in a perfect world, this is the kind of stuff you'd be getting from them on a more regular basis individually. I think Max Strus is kind of doing this pretty regularly, but everyone else, it's you know, in and out. But if you can just get a dozen games from Gabe this season that are like this, and obviously as many as you can get from Martin as he's, you know, going back and forth with the two-way, and Max Strus continuing to grow into his role, like, that's what you need to stem the tide through this regular season and get through the injury bug and the Lowry rest nights and stuff like that. So I think it's really encouraging that these guys stepped up tonight, because there's other guys like KZ and Omer that just don't look ready yet.
Yeah. And I think to make the point, we're talking about three guys there. One's a two way. The other two are undrafted who were two ways. Right. And they got 42 points out of those three players tonight on 15 of 28 shooting. And meanwhile, and I understand Zion is out, but there are a whole bunch of drafted players on New Orleans who just looked like crap tonight. I mean, just really didn't look like NBA players. Again, it speaks to what they've done. It really does. You know, and I know everybody's going to use the Akpala example. You can't hit on everything. I don't know that we've totally given up on him, but there was a noticeable difference tonight when they put in a guy in Udonis Haslem who just knew where to be. And I just feel like at this stage, athletic ability aside and all that, I'm not saying KZ can't become a good player at some point. I feel like he needs more G League, to be honest. But like, they just need a guy on this team who knows where to be.
Like, you know what? It's kind of like Shandon Anderson playing over Darrell Wright.
Right. Right. He just knew where to be. Right. But then, of course, Shannon wasn't very happy because he didn't get he never came back for his ring. That's a whole nother story. But that's lost in the 2006 time. I don't think Shannon or Derek Anderson ever came back for their rings, actually. I think that's one of the things that happened. Anyway, Greg Sylvander, Alex Salido, follow him with Tropical Blanket, follow him with Greg Sylvander. We'll be back tomorrow night. Actually, Alex and Brady will be at the game tomorrow. Brady is undefeated at the games he attends. So that's a given win. But I'll be hosting the pod tomorrow night. And everybody have a good night. Check out our codes again. Prize Picks, BetUS, code 5, Manscaped, Therapist Preferred, code 5RSN. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.